Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. Greetings to all of you on Facebook Live watching. Thank you for joining, and those of you audio-based on the various platforms where you can find this podcast, I want to thank you first and foremost as my listener for tuning in to this show and rating it, subscribing to it, and I ask that you would continue to do that. Please go check me out. I actually now have a new NOLA therapy website. Same URL. However, I'd love for you to check it out. There's a new podcast link there that you're able to click on whatever platform you use, iOS, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, and I'm going to ask you to click on one of those and rate my show and also leave me a review. It helps out a lot, and I'd be so grateful for that time that you take to do that. I just am experiencing my first few days back in Los Angeles after a break. I feel so good to be in this energy and the sunshine. I underestimated the traffic, so was running a few minutes late today, and just grateful to be here. I'm going to do a show by myself today. If you don't know who I am, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. I have offices here in Los Angeles, as well as in New Orleans, and I do remote sessions as well with clients all over the world. I've worked with people in Sudan, in Haiti, in Australia, and I do phone, Skype, and FaceTime sessions. I'd love to work with you. Check me out at nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, and I have streamlined that website to be very user-friendly and concise. And we'd love for you to check that out. So today, what I want to talk to you about, I have been trying to figure out how to use social media in a way that reflects who I am authentically and with joy and pleasure and not just doing things because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to put out a post every day, etc. That started to feel very confining for me and made me just really overwhelmed, stressed out, and unhappy. So I took it to meditation, like I do a lot of things in my life, and just asked within and up, you know, how do I use my Instagram, especially in a way that just feels really good? And as I sat there listening, what came to me was a series titled Spiritual Hacks. And these are tips, they're techniques, they're practices, books, things that I use in my life every day at different moments on different days to feel at peace, to create what I'm doing in my life, just exactly how I live my life. Like if you were just look in and see it all, these spiritual hacks are practices that I utilize. And I began last week when I was in New Orleans doing a video series of the videos are 3 to 5 minutes on my Instagram. You can find them at NOLA Therapy, NOLATHERAPY. Actually, right now I'm having some more graphics made, so it looks nicer. So I'm going to take a couple days off from posting this series to get the graphic I want so it looks better than me just trying to make a little thumbnail image myself. But today I want to take this opportunity to go through these. So far, I've been shown 19 spiritual hacks. And the first one I did was on Reiki healing. I'm a Reiki practitioner, and Reiki healing has been around since the 20s, and it was discovered by a female practitioner in Hawaii, and it's a Japanese relaxation technique based upon the laying on of hands onto the participant's, the client's body, and I utilize crystals. I talked in this video about using rose quartz. I'll set a piece on the client's heart chakra. I'll put amethyst under their pillow for clarity. I'll use clear quartz, often in their hands that they can hold or laying right next to them. So in that video, I talked about the use of crystals, the benefits of Reiki healing for inducing deep relaxation. I play music along with the session, and I use a pendulum to read the chakras of my client laying there. And the chakras are energy systems, as you probably know. There's seven main chakras, and the pendulum swings for me to the right if the chakra is open, swings clockwise, and it swings back and forth, forward and back if that chakra is closed. And I'll use crystals to clear that area until the pendulum is spinning in the clockwise direction, really open. And my clients love it. They experience feeling more relaxed. Sometimes the memory of a deceased loved one will come up for them, or something they hadn't thought about in a long time, and then we'll process that in therapy following. I do divided sessions, part Reiki, part therapy. So I really like that methodology of utilizing Reiki with my clients. So that was spiritual hack number one, Reiki healing. That got me thinking the next day, okay, a pendulum. How do you even use a pendulum? Why would you want to? And if you, like me, we are faced with so many decisions every day. There are micro, small decisions, and then there are macro, more larger choices, like where am I going to live? Am I going to move? Where might I be going to grad school? How do I spend this bonus I have coming up? You know, more major decisions that have longer lasting effects. And a pendulum can be a way to just confirm what you're already feeling or not. And so in that second video on Instagram, I used my necklace. You can use any weighted object. And I took out a sheet of paper and I held up the pendulum and I said, show me yes. And mine started rotating in that clockwise direction. And I drew a circle to demarcate yes. And then I asked the pendulum, show me no. And it did that swinging back and forth away and towards me. And I drew a line up and down the page for no. Then I asked the pendulum, show me maybe. And it started swinging diagonally from the left corner to the right corner of the page. And I simply drew a line in that direction. And when you first start using your pendulum, you might want to take out that paper that has the diagrams on it and ask it. I did things. I asked my pendulum, am I Lisa Tahir? And it swung yes. Then I said, am I Bob? And it swung no. And so you want to kind of attune your pendulum to yourself, to your own vibration. It's measuring vibration. And we're all vibration. This table, this microphone, at the quantum level, there are mechanisms to measure the vibration of anything and everything, including our thoughts. And so that's what the pendulum is picking up on, the vibration of our emotion and thought around whatever question we ask it. And so I offered that as a spiritual hack number two. I use my pendulum pretty often, not quite every day, but almost, just to confirm or deny if I have a hunch about something, even around emails. If something comes up and I want to send an email that might be a bit sensitive, I'll often ask the pendulum, I'll hold it in front of my email. Is this the email I send right now? And it'll show me yes or no. And I'll ask, do I need to modify anything, as kind of a second layer of confirmation. And it just helps me stay in alignment, because our emotions can run us down the road. I certainly know mine can. I'm very emotional. I'm very passionate about everything, pretty much. And so sometimes my emotions can start running the show and get in the way of possibly the clarity that wants to come forth and forward. So a pendulum has been a great tool that I use to just confirm that, yeah, okay, yes, send that text, or no, don't, or do I send it today? And it's a no. And then I'll ask the next day, do I send this email or text now? So play with that if you want to. Spiritual hack number three that I spoke about on my Instagram had to do with crystal grids. So crystals, again, carry a higher vibration. They all vibrate differently. Clear quartz versus selenite, which has a higher and faster vibration. So you can Google all that. I don't go into depth. I'm not a crystal expert. I do know about crystal grids, and I use clear quartz. I shared about going on Amazon.com. I ordered a bunch of small pieces of clear crystal quartz, washed them in water, put them under the moon, full moon, new moon, to charge them up. and burn sage. Just I like all these symbolic rituals and processes. And you might want to develop some of them for yourself that just they demarcate in this time and space reality that we're living, kind of a transition. It's like going through a doorway throughout your day. I sage myself or Palo Santo myself. I talked about smudging in that video also, having to do with crystal grids. I believe it might have been the next one, talking about having an altar. But these are just techniques and tips to help you in your own mind segment intend the next moment of your day, which is another spiritual hack. I'll talk about segment intention. So crystal grids, I have little clear quartz crystals in every corner of my house. In my apartment here in LA, I actually walked around the apartment building and put little pieces of quartz under the building to grid the whole apartment building and just kind of clear the energy and uplift everyone who lives in my building. I have a great spot here in LA that I've grown to really, really enjoy living in. And so crystal grids outside, around your house, underneath it, inside your house, I have them in the corners of my room, in the office that I practice in New Orleans and in Los Angeles. I have some black obsidian. You can order that on Amazon. It absorbs some of the lower frequencies and vibrations of depression, anger, anxiety, suicide, some of those deeper, heavier, just heavy, heavy vibrations that are lower. And it helps absorb and kind of clear that from the vibrational balance of the room physically. So you might want to try that. Some people wear black obsidian around their neck in jewelry. I have clear quartz crystals in my purse and in the glove compartment of my cars in Los Angeles and New Orleans. So it's just kind of fun. Like whatever you associate to be positive in your mind, it will be positive in your life. So check out that video on crystal grids that I have on NOLA Therapy. The next day when I meditated and asked, okay, what's another spiritual hack? Spiritual hack number 4, the use of an altar. Why would you create an altar in your house? And an altar is simply a special place for significant objects and memories. You might have photos of deceased loved ones, of siblings, of your partner. You might do an altar with your partner, a couple's altar, where you have some shared objects of significance, some love quartz, rose quartz. My altar in New Orleans, I did a video. I started with affirmations. I have some affirmations on my altar. One of them is the greatest gift you can give yourself is unconditional love. And that's one that I'm still working on receiving every day. Just that knowing of the unconditional love that surrounds and supports us, that is supporting us invisibly from underneath, from above, from in front and behind us, from all sides. This presence of unconditional love just really being here to support and sustain us. And for me, my altar represents that. I have crystals. I have some glass objects that I made. I cast from glass these bowls that contain my Palo Santo and sage for smudging. I talked about smudging being significant to just clear your own energy. In between my clients, I'll just smudge some sage or Palo Santo. Clients really enjoy the smell. It helps them come in from the street, walk into my office and be like, oh, like this is a different segment of my day, even being the client. Like, okay, this is time to kind of turn from the outer world and turn towards one's inner world. And scent can do that. There's a lot of smudge sprays that you don't have to burn. You can buy now the sprays that you can find on Amazon and here, Mystic Journey Bookstore in Los Angeles, all kinds of places. So utilize aromatherapy. It could be essential oils that you put on your hands and smell. Just so many ways to relax yourself and be open to hearing the soft and gentle messages of your own mind, of your own heart, of your own spirit. That spiritual hack led me to day 5, where I spoke about affirmations, the power of affirmations. That's the video on Instagram, the power of affirmations. And I spoke about Louise Hay. You can go to louisehay.com if you don't know her site already. She created Hay House Publishing Company, publishing offices all over the world, one of the leaders of affirmative work, spiritual guidance, mind, body, spirit, literature, and practitioners. Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, is a book about combining physical ailments and illnesses with kind of what underlies them mentally. And then she gives an affirmation to help heal them. Like she speaks about she had cancer, and that led her to note that cancer had to do with unresolved resentments and that were never expressed for her towards her mother and the abuse that she experienced. And as she worked to forgive herself and forgive her mother, the cancer completely went away. And she was, it was, went in remission, was healed, never came back. So that's a great book if you have a physical issue, anything from muscle aches to more serious physical and medical conditions. It's worth a try. To treat it absolutely medically, you definitely want to do that. And then to treat it emotionally and spiritually. So I spoke about affirmations, and from that spiritual hack number five, I started to give an affirmation with each video moving forward. Affirmations, I don't have my wallet handy, but I walk around with affirmations that I really like in my purse that I really want to implant deeply into my mind, into my heart. One of them I really love is, I affirm my perfect abundance in this moment. And just think about that. I affirm my perfect abundance in this moment. Not tomorrow, not next week, not yesterday, not last year when I was in this place in my life feeling really good, but right now I affirm my abundance here and now. Being in this moment is the most important thing. And I'll talk about mindfulness down the road and one of these spiritual hacks. They all build upon each other. So I started with some of the individual practices and techniques and tips, and then I'll start putting them together in the Instagram videos moving forward. Spiritual hack number six is meditation. I'm going to take a pause for a sip of water. Pardon me. Meditation, the importance of meditation. And I shared in this video that many of my clients, friends, myself included at one time, when I bring up the topic of medication, meditation is a medication. people often say, you might have said this to yourself, I don't have time. I cannot sit still, Lisa. My mind is on in all kinds of directions. I mean, I can't do it. And what I hear in that, instead of beating yourself up by saying you're making excuses, what I really hear is you don't believe in the power. You don't believe this is going to help you. And so why would you try it? And I said in the video, that's actually adaptive. Why would you try something you don't believe is going to work? It would go against our human nature. So what I learned in my own life, starting to meditate 3 years ago, just being like, all right, I'm going to give this a try. This is researched by universities, by, you know, doctors, science, medicine. This is used by spiritual healers. Meditation's been around for thousands of years. Certainly, I can give this a try and see how it feels. And I started with YouTube guided meditations. I really like this group called The Honest Guys. It sounds weird, The Honest Guys on YouTube. They have over 300 meditations, really well done. Some are as short as 4 minutes long. There's a morning uplift that I like to listen to in the morning, 4 minutes. And it's like saying all this amazing stuff about you, about just how wonderful you are, how amazing you are, how we just are going to have a great day by taking this time to set it aside and affirm our well-being and just send that energy throughout our day, whatever comes up, that we're going to be able to rise to the occasion and work it out. So I started with these YouTube guided meditations, and in Los Angeles was led to meet Benjamin Decker. He's amazing. Go to benjamindecker.com. He put out a book called Meditation for Beginners, and he's endorsed by Forbes. He's been called one of the best meditation teachers in the world, and his book Meditation for Beginners offers you 10 specific and different ways to meditate for those of you that don't like sitting still. He offers a moving meditation. There's meditations having to do with eating, having to do with drinking, having to do with hand symbols, mudras, having to do with focusing on the breath. So I really recommend his book if you want to survey some different meditation techniques and ways to do that, to find what works for you. I enjoy now, I'm actually able to just sit without an audio and just get quiet and sit comfortably. I sit comfortably cross-legged. Usually one of my kitty cats sits on my lap and just kind of, I put my hands up on my knees because I like to receive guidance. And if I need some grounding, I'll put my hands face down on my knees or on my heart. If I really want to focus on breathing in through my heart space and out through my heart space, receiving love and sending it out. There's so many different ways that you can meditate. So I encourage you to check it out. Check out that video that I have on Instagram where I have Ben Decker's work. He's on Instagram at Benjamin J. Decker, I think. It's on my video. So moving on from there, I was led to talk about spiritual hack number 7. It's a technique called releasing and replacing our negative and fear-based thoughts. And I learned this technique from my mentor and friend, Aura Nadrich. She is a mindfulness meditation teacher featured in every major publication and network. And she has developed this process called the Says Who Method. It's found in her book, Says Who. And Aura talks about identifying thoughts that sabotage us, a negative and fear-based thought. It might be something like, I don't feel worthy. Like, I'm feeling unworthy. I'm feeling undeserving. And that is a thought I am sure you don't want to hold on to. I know I don't. I know I don't want to feel lack or less than or I'm not good enough. So in this process, you kind of capture that thought, huh? I'm not feeling good enough. I'm not feeling worthy to make more money. I'm not feeling worthy to go to that event. I'm not feeling worthy of this relationship or this person I'm interested in. And you take it and you say, you know what? No, I release my unworthiness. I release not feeling good enough. I release not making enough money. I release judging myself and I replace it with my value, my worth, my lovability. I replace it with ease, with flow, with abundance. I have a sticky note. And on the left, I put on the top, I release. On the right, I put, I replace. And I have, I release all resistance. And I replace it with ease, flow, abundance, love, prosperity, happiness, joy. And for me, at that deepest level, releasing resistance is what it's all about. Because we tend to want things, but then feel like we can't have them because we don't know how to get them. We don't know how to make that money, have that relationship, get to that destination. And it's okay because the path is constantly being shown to us in small baby steps, typically. And so if you release the resistance around not knowing how to get there, you can open to the clarity, to the path, to the way, to the ideas, to the inspired action. And so for me, Aura's process has been just really awesome in my life. And I have sticky notes with that stuff on it too. I really believe in making this practice tangible. It's more than just, you know, reading about it and be like, all right, well, that's an interesting idea. It's really about implementation and taking the time out for yourself to actually do these practices in a formalized way. A little bit each day. Obviously, you're not going to be doing all 19 spiritual hacks every day. You wouldn't be doing anything else. But you can do one of them. You can do two of them. A lot of them are thought processes, like releasing and replacing. Driving, standing in the line at the CVS. We have 60 to 70,000 thoughts crossing our mind. Not all of them are positive and supportive. And we can just capture one or two of them and be like, no, I'm going to release that. And I'm going to choose instead to believe that things are going to work out for me, that I can align with the solution. I can align because your thoughts are dealing with the level of cause. Our thoughts cause our life experience. So you're really getting to the root of things to capture and release some of these thoughts and replace them with more supportive ones. At first, it does feel like a bit of work, but it gets really easy just the more frequently you do it, just like anything else. It's like going to the gym. You've heard it said in so many different ways. You would not walk into the gym and pick up the 100-pound weight to curl, do a dumbbell curl. You would start with the 2.5, 5 pounds and work your way up in a way that doesn't hurt you. So it's about easing yourself into some of these practices. And that's why I'm offering them to you so you can see what works, what resonates for you. And I didn't create these spiritual hacks. They have been around, some of them, for thousands of years, and there are many practitioners talking about them. That's why I'm giving you the source. Affirmations I learned from Louise Hay. Meditation I learned a lot from Ben Decker. The release and replace technique I learned from Aura Nadrich. And the next spiritual hack that was important for me to share is a text that I love, A Course in Miracles. I was introduced to A Course in Miracles 5 years ago when I came out to Los Angeles and was able to sit and listen, see Marianne Williamson in person talk about A Course in Miracles so eloquently. She's been a student of The Course in Miracles for over 30 years and lecturing about it. And it's a book. It's a spiritual book that's talking about dismantling our thoughts and moving from a thought system based in fear to a thought system based upon love in every aspect of our lives, in work, in our personal lives, in business. When it comes to government, politics, she's running for U.S. president right now. I support her in that. It's about really dismantling. In the first half of A Course in Miracles, it's 365 lessons, one for each day of the year. The first half is about dismantling our thoughts, like unlearning what we've learned. And the second half of A Course in Miracles is about relearning a new thought system based upon love. And every morning, I spend just a few moments. I'll take out A Course in Miracles and open it up, ask to read what I need to read for the day. And it's always so reassuring. Like today, the lesson had to do with our one function is to be happy, that God would have us be happy. In the book, it talks about God. It talks about spirit. It's not speaking to any one religion or any at all. It's really about you and you kind of like layering upon it what you believe about spirituality. And so I really like, you know, hearing that our function is to be happy. And another one I really like is, let me recognize this problem has been solved. And whenever in the day a problem comes up, you think something like, oh, I have to deal with that, you just bring up kind of that mantra, let me recognize this problem has been solved. And so once you start to really get these statements in you, the lessons in you, like I'll have something present, A Course in Miracles lesson pops up, and it helps just self-soothe me so I can actually address what needs to be addressed at hand without being negative or critical or worried or fear-based. I actually can download and connect with, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? And even in A Course in Miracles, one of the most beautiful things it talks about is every day asking, where do I need to go? Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking on this right now. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? And just being open to be led every day. Just, you know, you meet people all the time if you're out and about running errands, just to be open to those connections and people that might become a friend you didn't have before. So A Course in Miracles for me is a powerful tool to shift my thoughts, my consciousness, my way of living, and to trust life more. If you've had a background where there's been abuse, trauma, disappointment, I grew up with those things. I didn't believe that somebody had my back because that wasn't my experience. So for me, it's been a lot of unlearning, fear, and scarcity and lack, and trusting that life does support me. Life does have my back. And A Course in Miracles has been a beautiful way for me to, over time, trust that presence again around us. Okay, I'm going to pause to do a commercial break and come back. Hang with me.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of All Things Therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now and enjoy.
Do you want to help yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy.
With Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on-one interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com. Make the world a better place for everyone.
Hello and welcome back. I am with you today on my own talking about my spiritual hack series that you can find on my Instagram at Nola Therapy. It's a video series I have begun that I'm putting almost one out a day, 3 to 5 minute videos on tips, techniques, authors, practices that I use in my everyday life and have, and where you can go find those resources to use them in your life if they speak to you as loudly as they have to me. I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, BetterHelp. They are an online-based counseling service. They are secure, HIPAA compliant, they are convenient, and you have access to over 3,000 licensed therapists. BetterHelp is available worldwide. If you're not happy with the counselor you're working with for any reason, you can request to work with a new practitioner at any time. BetterHelp is available on desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. You schedule video and phone sessions weekly if you'd like to. It is not a crisis line, but it's an ongoing service, just like you would meet with me, but you do it exclusively online as opposed to in person. They offer financial aid to those who qualify. And as my listener, they are giving you a 10% discount for your first month to try them out. Learn more about this opportunity by going to betterhelp.com/ATT for all things therapy. Okay. Spiritual hacks. We are on number 9 of 18 that I have developed so far. And this has to do with, this is kind of a fun one, using a card deck. You know, you hear about tarot cards, oracle cards. There's so many, it can be overwhelming. I found these really cool and pretty kind of nature cards. They have pictures of nature. And then I got Law of Attraction cards from Abraham Hicks that I also utilize from time to time. Some people pull a card every morning, or they'll do a 3-card reading representing past, present, and future. You might want to ask about the relationship you're in or the person you're interested in or, you know, something going on at work and pull 3 cards representing the past, present, and future. There's so many ways to use cards. I think they're just kind of a fun, feel-good, way to just kind of check in and see where you're at. And you can go to Amazon.com, to Google card decks. You can go to certain bookstores to find them. That's just kind of a fun spiritual hack to play with that I wanted to throw into this series. Spiritual hack number 10 is really important. I stress the importance of having a morning routine. And y'all, for me, sometimes it's 4 minutes. It's doing that 4-minute honest guys meditation through YouTube. If I've woken up late or feel in a rush, just a 4-minute audio that I close my eyes and listen to, and just like, okay, like I've taken that time out for myself. Or I'll grab A Course in Miracles and take just a couple of minutes to ask to read something of meaning and just open it up and take a few moments as I sip my coffee to just read, you know, these affirmative statements of who we really are beyond the here and now, our job function, our body type, the money we make. You know, it's really getting to the source of who we are spiritually and energetically. And then I'll just send love through my day. I send love to every person I know, to every person I don't know, to every person I'll meet. Send some loving kindness to just this world. So make your morning routine. It can be pulling cards from your card deck, setting an intention. So just have a morning routine. Make that on your list to implement and get up just a bit early. You owe it to yourself. You deserve to get up and not just rush out of bed, jumping on emails, jumping on Facebook. I like to at least do one little practice before I open my email or my Instagram, because I just want to have that first moment of the day for me, like just for me, and just with, like, you know, There are forces here that are funding me, that are loving me, that are supporting me. They care about everybody I care about, and I just bless them and myself. And then I'll open my email and get to the busyness of the day. So I encourage you to really utilize the spiritual hack of a morning routine and see how it changes your life. Spiritual hack number 11 has to do with the powerful process of segment intending. I learned this from Abraham Hicks, and Gabby Bernstein talks about it in her newest book, Super Attractor. So segment intending is a process of setting intentions throughout your day as you move into a new segment of your day. And it's just a mindfulness practice as you get in your car to drive to work. I intend to arrive safely. As your kids go off to school, I intend my kids to have a great day and be safe and come home to me happy, safe, sound. You just intend segments of your day and kind of energize them with an intention. And it helps you move into that next place in your day, that next moment, with just some more presence, because you're pre-paving the way into that next moment. And this one for me took a lot of work, actually. I've been resisting segment intending for probably a year. It just felt like too much mental work. And lately, the more I learn and have started to really formalize these spiritual hacks and use them from day to day, segment intending has caused some amazing things to unfold for me, with resources, financial resources coming my way, opportunities that bring me the financial resources, with paid advertising on this podcast. I intend to have paid advertisers, and then I'll open my email and I'll have a paid advertiser that's wanting me to do a commercial on this show for them and pay me for it. So it can be as specific as you want or as general as you want. It's just having a good day and the person you love having that good day also. So segment intending, you can learn more by Abraham Hicks and Gabby Bernstein's book, Super Attractor. Her Super Attractor book is all about Abraham Hicks processes and breaking them down in some more manageable steps for you to use and learn from that one book. It's a great book. Spiritual hack number 12, what is mindfulness? So these I haven't rolled out yet. These are videos yet to be released. I'm going to be featuring my friend and mentor, Aura Nadrich. Again, her second book has to do with living mindfully. She's a mindfulness expert. So I'm going to cite some excerpts from her book. And mindfulness is simply living in this moment, having present moment awareness without judgment of ourself. Just being here, me as I am, looking like I am, feeling like I am, not judging myself that I didn't put on makeup, that I came from the gym. I'm here and I am happy to be here. And it's about really accepting yourself in this moment with whatever you're feeling and thinking and letting that unfold moment by moment by moment in your day. Spiritual hack number 13, what is consciousness? And I refer to Michael Beckwith. Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith of Agape Spiritual Center has books out about consciousness. What is consciousness? I'll be talking about consciousness. For me, it has to do with awareness. Consciousness is awareness, being aware of our interconnectedness, of our interrelatedness, of our being more alike than different, regardless of how we look, where we're from, what our race, gender, ethnicity happens to be, consciousness. So I'll be talking about that, sourcing Michael Beckwith. Spiritual hack number 14, what is divination? You know, you hear about divination and metaphysics, and instead of divining things or like fortune telling, you know, I believe we create our lives based on what we think and what we intend. So I prefer to live from a place of creating my own outcomes, through segment intention, through setting intentions, through being in alignment, through living according to the values important to me, and then associating with people as well that share some of my same, you know, values in life. And so I'll be talking about that, divination versus, you know, trying to figure out what is my future, shifting from that to let's create our future. Like, let's make this shit happen. Let's like create what we want to live through the movies, the pictures we're seeing in our minds, and letting all of those movies, pictures, images, and words really support us. Spiritual hack number 15, the value of mentorship. Mentorship is something I have always had in my life since Since I went to grad school at Tulane and graduated in 1998, I had a professor, Dr. Robin Benton, who was such a mentor. She is a wise, brilliant therapist. I wanted to grow up and be like her. We're still friends. And just aligning with somebody that has achieved kind of where you see yourself being and kind of picking their brain and really just learning what they did to become who they are. It's really important to have mentors, to read their books, listen to their podcasts, go to their blogs, go to their Instagram, go to their Facebook. And like, I have mentors, Aura Nadrich, Marianne Williamson, Catherine Woodward Thomas, Dr. Judith Orloff, Ben Decker, and I'm also friends with most of these individuals. So, you know, and of course, Tony Robbins, who offers so much value and content. So go find mentors that you can read what they write about and offer and like make this your own. Embrace what they teach and make it your own. Personalize it. The value of mentorship, a really important spiritual hack. Spiritual hack number 16, the powerful process of self-forgiveness. Oh, that's the topic of my book coming out in 2020, The Psychoastrology of Chiron, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Empathy and Self-Forgiveness. We harbor so many resentments against ourselves. There are layers and layers of judgments that we hold against ourselves. I think especially as women, having such high expectations to be everything to everyone, often at the expense of our own needs. And going through the layers of self-forgiveness, I forgive myself for there's so many things. I'm going to walk us through a process of just understanding, having awareness of the layers of things to forgive ourselves for so that we can be more at peace with us. Spiritual hack number 17, the powerful process of forgiving others. I talk about that in my book coming out in 2020 as well, that once we're able to forgive ourselves more deeply, we can extend that towards others more easily. When we start to see them as that wounded child, as our parents, even in situations where there's been abuse, once you fully go through your own healing process, or I would say simultaneously, it's different for everyone, it helped me to see my parents and some of the things they endured that were really horrific. And of course, they couldn't develop the kind of empathy needed to attune to me. And it doesn't mean that makes it okay, but I'm able to forgive them for just being the human beings that they were in that moment. And that frees me. So the process of forgiving others can really free you to not attach that old story of lack and not enough and the anger and resentment. It allows you to really let it go so that you can embrace your well-being and your happiness and your new story of who you are today, now, what you're able to access and create for yourself, not feeling victimized anymore, becoming empowered by understanding how the things you went through can actually help you lead, can help you offer value and meaning to others through what you choose to give and do as a result. Spiritual hack number 18 will be about, time and age, like chronological time, which is man-made. Everything is happening simultaneously, past, present, and future. There is no defining lines. We just have to mark time because we're in this three-dimensional reality. And time versus age, chronological age versus our energetic age. Like I'm 48 chronologically. That age doesn't even feel right for me. I feel so much younger. And yet I love the wisdom that I'm gaining and learning because I've lived more of life, that there are things I don't do now that I did do as a younger person. There are things I do now that I didn't do because I wasn't courageous enough as a younger person. So kind of teasing out time, age, how we can really grow gracefully and embrace all of this, you know, the aging process, staying healthy mentally, physically, working out is such a huge part of my life. It's something I do 6 days a week in different functions and different forms. And I asking my body every day, what do you want today? Do you want to do yoga? Do you want to lift weights? If so, which ones? What body part do you want to work? So really tuning into what you need, drinking lots of water, and just food, nutrition, total like approaching time and age from a health and well-being perspective, and little tweaks and tips there. spiritual hack number 19 is going to be a video about kind of putting all this together, living your life from inspiration, fueled by the vision that you have for it. And the questions I want you to ask yourself around this spiritual hack: what would you do if money wasn't an issue, if your geography wasn't an issue, if your age wasn't an issue, if your children, partner, if all of these things that we think limit us, if they were not present, what would you want to wake up and do every day? And really get clear about imagining that, and then identify little baby steps that you can start living into that reality every day. It might be through supporting someone that's doing that, through their crowdfunding campaign. It might be starting your own, but like, that's for you to answer. My question to you is, what would you do if you didn't, if you woke up and everything was like exactly how you wished it to be? What would that look like? And to get clear about that. Spiritual hack number 20 that just came to me, actually, as I've been talking today, I discussed earlier a morning routine. This spiritual hack will center around an evening, I'm writing it down, bedtime routine. I like to read before bed. It helps me fall asleep. So just read a little excerpt, whatever you enjoy reading. And instead of TV, for example, so you start to quiet your mind, still your mind. I set an intention to go to bed, and if I remember my dreams, let them be inspiring, let them show, illuminate something for me to implement and do, just something awesome. And I intend to wake up feeling refreshed and have the best day of my life tomorrow. I say shit like that in my head, and it's actually working. So with that, I want to end my show today. Spiritual hacks, go find them unfolding each day or so on my Instagram, at Nola Therapy. Please follow me there. I want to build that network and reach so that I can bring you content that you can apply and make your own, and give you the resources where I have sourced them from. And I'd like to hear about your spiritual hacks as well. I hope you have an awesome freaking day. All of my love, and I'll be back next week.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.